Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
It's a delight to welcome back to the show the gentleman that is Stuart Barlow. Morning, Stewie.
Morning, Steve. I was enjoying your music then, to be honest.
Should have put another track on there. Quayley's still here with me.
Quayley, how are we? Stewie, I'm good. Are you okay? I didn't know you were coming on. When I heard you coming on, I got back in the lift, came back up.
I wish I was there with all my goodies. And
right, let's get on to the main business at hand. Interested in your thoughts on the managerial situation. Did you ever come across Sam Allardyce in the football world, Stewie? Do you know him at all?
No, don't know him at all. But in regards to come to Everton, I think it's a bit mixed. It's a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it, with the fans? I think the situation at the moment, I think people will be quite glad that he comes and gets us out the mire and we finish in, you know, mid-table, somewhere around there or maybe above, hopefully. But obviously he's got a great track record for that. But as for long-term, Steve, I think it's a bit of a strange one. You know, you're talking about getting this new stadium, going on to Champions League, stuff like that, and sort of win the league in some years' time. I don't think he's the man to take us that far, so... You know, if it's short term, you know, he's probably the right man, isn't he? I don't think he's ever been relegated as a manager.
Is that right?
I think, well, technically, and he was my manager actually, Stewie, at Notts County, but he'd been relegated, but he'd taken over when they were struggling. So I think, in terms of what I've read through the media, they kind of let him off with that one or give him a free hit. So, but,
free hit now.
But in terms of being relegated from the Premier League, no, you're right.
Well, yeah, I think we're talking Premier League here. I think he's got a good track record. So, listen, the bottom line is, Steve, Everton in trouble at the moment. And, you know, looking from the outside in, it's a bit of a mess, sort of, isn't it? So then I think you need to sort it out as soon as possible. And you know, either... I think it's dragged on a bit long since Ronald Koeman. Mm. Like, it's been 5 weeks with an international break. I thought, perfect opportunity either to give the job to Unzi to say, look, you know, give it to the end of the season, see what you've got, and we'll assess your contract then, or get somebody in. You've got 2 weeks to work with the players after the England scenario, the international scenario, and then, you know, you're off and running then, but it's gone 5 weeks now, it's dragged on a bit long.
Does it paint Everton in a bad light? You know, I hear a lot of the Evertonians themselves saying, oh, it's typical Everton, this. What a mess. What a shambles from the very top.
Well, it's hard to say shambles. I mean, you know, this Mr. Sure, he's come in and he's putting his money into the club. And it's one of them, Steve, isn't it? You know, you like to think he's taking his time. But then, as you say, people are looking from the outside in and thinking it's a shambles. What they doing? I'm sure they're doing the interviews and the right processes. But, yeah, it could have been a bit quicker, I think. You know, we want results. I think looking at the game Sunday, watching the game and... Once it went, we obviously gets back into the game 1-0. When it went to 3-1, it was as if like it burst the bubble again, hadn't it? And all the lads, you know, the players looked like they had no confidence in each other and in themselves. And it was weird. It just needs someone to come in and give them a lift. And, you know, Unzi's trying his best. I was actually quite glad he came out in the press yesterday. He was saying about, you know, lads aren't up for the fight. Listen, we need to get players in there. And, you know, he's prepared to say that. And, you know, it may ruffle a few feathers in the changing rooms. But to be honest, Sam Allardyce is going to come and do the same thing himself, isn't he? So I was glad he sort of opened his mouth a little bit, because the bottom line is, them players let him down. You know, he had a chance of getting a job, and if he'd have got, say, 4 wins, a draw and 1 defeat, maybe he'd have got the job by now. So them players are actually letting him down.
I think we'd probably all agree it's not the most fashionable appointment, Stewie, but I think, you know, when you put that to the side, and we have touched on it, there are, and this is looking on the positives, things to admire about Allardyce in terms of a big character. It won't shake a challenge. Will demand and will get, you know, 100%. And the energy levels, the effort that will be put into how he organises the team is going to be there. And that's what we need right now.
Well, yeah, I hope he parks the bus, to be honest, mate.
Well, someone mentioned the derby the other day. I asked, can we put 11 players on the line? Is that allowed in football?
Can you cancel a derby? Can everyone be able to cancel a derby for a few months today?
I've booked a weekend away.
You're not wrong, but listen, mate, you're absolutely spot on as an organisation from what he's done over the years with teams. And, you know, listen, at the bottom line is now, at the minute, if ever it can stop it at one end, they've got a chance of winning a football match, haven't he? And that's what he'll come and do. You like to think he's going to lock things up at one end. But the bottom line is, it's going full, clearly, isn't it? We're at the other end. We don't look like we're going to score. And to be honest, when you're selling, obviously, you know, he's been the best striker for years, Lukaku. When you're selling for 75 million, you haven't got nobody in line. To be honest, you know, when he left, I'd have actually said, look, you're not actually moving, so we've got someone signed up, because he's got 2 years left on his contract. That's what I was disappointed at.
The whole situation was mismanaged at that point. And then another, you know, it's done now, but certainly the catalogue of reasons why you were going to get rid of Koeman, that was certainly another one, a mismanaged situation, or you'd lay the blame at his door. But obviously what you're looking for now is, you're looking at our squad and you're kind of in two minds. You think, well, we've got a good squad, we've got good players. Outside, people are saying Everton have got a good squad, but for some reason or other, they're not cohesive. They don't have a direction. They didn't have a direction under Koeman. Whatever direction was there has got worse. And I think, I am trying to spin this in a good way, and I do believe this could be a good thing for us in terms of getting organised and moving forward. And, you know, this is what his strengths are, and his strengths are organising a team, getting a team fit, and yes, playing percentage football, but I think that's what that team needs, that squad needs.
Do you expect an immediate reaction?
I do.
Is it right that Sam Allardyce goes in and just by his sheer presence
is going to
affect the players?
I think that's another attribute that he's got.
Well, that's a damning indictment if that's the case, isn't it? It's a damning indictment of the players if he turns up and all of a sudden they put a shift in.
Well, that's the thing, Steve. I mean, that's what I'm disappointed at. You know, they've sort of said, look, I think it come out in the press saying, look, let's give Undy a chance and see how it goes. Maybe they've got two or three results straight away. I'm pretty sure they'd have given the job. So, as I said again, you're letting him down. You know, if another man comes in, all of a sudden, they're playing like whale beaters. But to be honest, it's weird, Steve. You know, we've been involved in football long enough, the three of us. And for me, look, you know, watching games and that, the confidence in the players is shot. They just look like they've got no confidence in each other and themselves. And it's like anything. But to be honest, watching the Watford game the other weekend, you're thinking, is this the start of something now? You know, you've gone 2-0 down, you're not playing very well. Possibly could have been 3 or 4 down. You end up winning the game 3-2, and you're thinking, this is the turn all of a sudden. And you need like a win like that, or when a striker goes on a bad run, you need a little where it comes off your backside and goes in and a spawny goal. But like, I'm thinking, this is the change now all of a sudden. And then bang, we go again. It's, you know, 5-1, 4-1, and leaking goals left, right, and centre. But the bottom line is, we've got quality players at the club. They're just not performing.
Can you two give me examples of when you were involved in a dressing room when you had a change of managerial structure when it made a difference? Come on, Stuart, you must have seen it.
Well, it's what you said before, Steve. When a new manager comes in, well, listen, I've got loads of managers.
Yeah, I usually change my club. I was usually the reason the manager was sacked, and then I was booted out afterwards. I mean, I had one with at Scarborough. We had Nick Henry, and it hadn't gone well. We had a poor start to the season, and Neil Redfern came in. Neil Redfern was the assistant, which I personally didn't really love the idea of. What you saw as a friendship, one replacing the other, and that happened. And we got 4 games, 2 draws, I think 2 wins, and then after that it was into free fall.
It's funny, when you do get the change, you normally get, as we said again, we normally get that uplift, don't you? All of a sudden you've got players who aren't liked by the manager. They've got a chance now, it's someone new, it's a clean sheet, everyone's, you sort of think, well, I'm gone, come on.
Yeah.
We've all got a chance of being this idea. And listen, there's places up for grabs, to be honest. And even like saying Niasse, he was told by Koeman that he wasn't ever going to play for the club again, and he's got back in before he left. Obviously, he got a couple of goals, but he left it, you know, sacked the week after. But, you know, they've all got chances to perform and show, but they're just not performing.
But the management position is an art form to a certain degree, or to a major part of it, and, you know, it's not easy. And if it was easy, Unsworth would have come in and won 4 out of 5, and probably Koeman would have been sacked in the first place. But you've got to have leadership. You've got to be able to carry troops. It's okay saying players have let you down, players are culpable. And to a certain degree, that's right. But when there's no direction, when there's no clear communication on what the objective is and how you're going to go about it, then there's disarray. And you see it all the time. When managers lose that leadership, they lose that ability, and the direction is rudderless, the ship rudderless, then that's when you need a change. And unfortunately, at this moment in time, Everton haven't had that. I believe that for good or for bad, it might not be fashionable, but I believe that Sam Allardyce is going to provide that direction.
If Sam Allardyce has already been...
if that's what happened.
If it's been agreed, if it's been signed, and that is a done deal, and he's coming back from his holiday, would you expect Sam to be at Goodison Park tonight to at least try and affect things with his presence, at least be there in front of the team? I mean, can it go any lower under the current sort of structure that it's got with David Unsworth? And I'm not pointing the finger at him. I'm just saying, would it help if Sam was there tonight, if that has been agreed, Stewie?
Yeah, I'd be amazed if he's not, to be honest. You know, there's rumours that, yeah, he's the same, he's on holiday in Dubai. But if he wants the job and he knows Evan in trouble and if he's going to be the manager, say, by the end of the week, he'd certainly be there. Well, I would be anyway. I'm sure you were, Quayle, as well. You'd want to be there.
100%.
You'd want to be showing your face and you'd want to... You know, if he's going to be taking over, he was going to want to meet Unzi and see what, you know, how things are going and, you know, get to know the players and get to see, you know, what he wants. And Steve, you're going to want to be there. I'd be amazed. To be honest, if he's going to get the job and, you know, that Bill Kenwright, I'm sure he knows he's getting a job, I'd be amazed if he's not there tonight. And it'd be nice to be honest, if he's getting a job,
would,
it'd be nice.
It would be
him.
Nice. And you know what, Stewie, that is another indictment against Koeman, the ambivalence he showed when we signed him, the fact that our sort of press or the club's press people had to go out to Portugal to his villa to give him the shirt. Suppose you'd have thought,
on the social media.
Yeah, fly home, you know, have a look around the training ground, look at the, you know, honestly, and I was a bit stunned when that happened.
It's like he took a break from
so
his
I
drinks.
Would yeah, but just hope. I would certainly imagine that if what we're believing to be true and that he is coming, that he will be there tonight.
Right.
I'll be astonished.
A real quickie then, Stu, you didn't answer before. Have you, a managerial structure that's changed that you've seen a real difference in? Come on.
Oh,
a Tranmere one. Go on, a Tranmere one.
No, Neil, listen, we were struggling at Oldham. Neil Warnock came in and all of a sudden he gave us this massive uplift and he just got everyone training hard, kicking each other and stuff like that. And all of a sudden players just wanted to... He was one of them likeable... Everyone outside of football or watching football who just know Neil Warnock hates him. But knowing you play for him, Steve, he's absolutely top man. And just got everyone playing and just like wanting to be in the side. And
Stewie, that, you know, sounds like that this could be the same
like
situation.
It's this big Sam all over.
Hopefully he does. Well, listen. There's not more than we want is Everton to win tonight. I'd love to be honest, if Sam gets a job by the end of the week, I'd love to see Unzi get a win tonight because he's a close friend and it's breaking me out watching his interviews and he's sort of begging for the players to perform for him and that's what he needs. And I'll be honest, it's breaking me out watching him and I feel so sorry for him. I think down the line, wherever he gets a job, and I'm sure he will, he'll get a decent job, he's going to be a good manager. And it's just unfortunate that these lads, you know, the players in the squad haven't performed from over the last 5 or 6 weeks and they've let them down. And from now, from tonight or tomorrow, whoever gets the job, they need to start performing.
Stewie, nice one. Get back to your bag of Haribos.
Pal.
Thank you very much.
Back to Amazon, everything.
Cheers, Stewie, you'd be great in the jungle.
Oh,
yeah, tell him.
Get him in.
Oh, don't be saying that. Chaos.
The food's better there than what I get at
home. Oh, good luck.
Bye, Mrs. Barlow.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.